In the meantime,
What are you doing?
Den's Corner.
Yeah, is it? It's not now, is it?
Not, yeah.
It's 5 o'clock. You
it's
said now? 5.
It's 6 after 5. Den.
You said 5 o'clock?
It's after 5 o'clock.
All right, well, then, Nick, would you go get a record for me?
Oh.
It's already out there.
Yeah, that record.
That record. It's an Elvis record.
Yeah.
This is the fifth Den's Corner. Is this mic on?
Yes, it's on.
Oh, all right.
Did you hear it squeaking?
Want some headphones?
Yeah. No. This is the fifth Den's Corner, and I've yet to play an Elvis song, so Nick can't find it. What? It's
how come no one's calling up with an answer?
Elvis Presley. It's sticking out there.
Yeah, call in best answer, 266-7900, area code 201. Answer to what? Whatever.
Answer to what? But anyway,
we're more lost than you today. I feel like
dog's asleep.
I feel like there's a purple fog all around this room for some reason.
I think it's all around, like, the 100-mile radius of where we're at. Mm. You know, all this weather stuff. And, this is kind of, there's a lot of...
It's Mother's Day tomorrow.
There's a lot of things. It's Mother's Day. Song 4, Side A, Hound.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, the phone's ringing. Yep.
What is the answer?
Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I'm just looking at this. So I don't know. I just thought it's spring now officially. No, actually, it's turned into summer all of a sudden. It went from like fall to summer, and springtime is Elvis time. To most people that I know anyway, I was listening to a lot of Elvis at some friends of mine's houses and. And it's kind of all tied in with all this media stuff, too. What are all those girls' names and Gary Hart and Jim Baker and... the list just goes on and on and on.
How does this tie on into Elvis?
Well, I'm going to play Suspicious Minds, so it's, you know... So
I see.
You see it all...
Can we send this out to Gary Hart's wife?
Yeah, I think that would be a good bet, and Tammy Baker, and, you know, every Elvis fan who's listening or not listening.
And every editor of every daily in the country.
Yeah, really. That's cool. Leave these people alone. Jeez.
No.
Huh? You don't think so?
I think it's fun to follow them around. It's better. I don't know. I think that was all set up to fall that way just to cover up to take the limelight off the first day of the congregate.
And the Moscow I read today is basically saying the same thing, and you kind of have to, you know, look at that whole thing twice, you know. Coincidence?
Just
come on,
coincidence.
Man. You know, I was reading the Daily News.
You should have let Ted Kennedy drive her
this,
home.
This ex-Air Force... Ex-Air Force General is, like, totally spilling the beans on all these guys, saying as far as he knew, Reagan would, like, knew of all this stuff, right? That's on page 7. On the front page in the first, like, 5 pages is, you know, Donna Rice. Editorial priorities, guys.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway.
Den's Corner.
Yeah. Caught in a trap.